Good morning. Today's topic is somewhat a continuation of what we discussed last time, wearing of the kittel, the white kittel, during Yom HaMenorah, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah. And today we are going to talk about the minhag to change the paroches on the Aron Kodesh during these days as well. So the Shari Ephraim says as follows, Ulekavod Hayamim Noraim, to show respect to the days of awe. Literally, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Miyachdim Paroches Umeilim Umatpat Levanim. We have dedicated and designated a paroches for the Aron Kodesh and the covers for the Sefer Torah, Nefishem Yemei Din. And because these are the days of judgment, it's based on the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn our sins into the white like snow. And accordingly, we are wearing and representing that we should have a kapara, a forgiveness of our sins, just like the white that we are decorating the shul with. And accordingly, he continues that we put up the paroches, we dress the Sifrei Torah differently on this day. And he continues that there are, in fact, other days as well that this is done. So the bottom line, he says that this is the minhag during Yomim Noraim. Kipshuto, that would be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah as well, that is the third of the great Yomim Noraim, and as well other times, significant times, two other significant but related times, Musaf, Tfilas Musaf, of when we say Geshem, and Tfilas Musaf, when we say Tal, so that's on Pesach, and Sukkot as well, the minhag would be, he says, to change the paroches into the white paroches. However, our minhag is a little bit different than this, says the Sefer Minhag Yishal Torah, Aval Min Hagenu, Chitolim HaParoches Levana. We do indeed put up the paroches, the white paroches, and we change the dressings of the Sifrei Torah before Rosh Hashanah, and we leave it up the entire time until Simchas Torah. So it's not just during the quote-unquote Yamim Noraim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but we do that. Certainly we do that, but we leave it up for much longer, changing the paroches before Rosh Hashanah and leaving it up the entire Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and leaving it up for Yom Kippur, and leaving it up for all of Sukkot up until and after, inclusive of Simchas Torah. Now, the Shari Ephraim that we just quoted, he says as follows, that we change two things, effectively, two to three things. We change the paroches in the shul, and the mi'il, the jacket of the Sefer Torah, and the mapot, which is the Minhag Yishal Torah explains, that is other items on the Sefer Torah themselves. But the Minhag Varmaisha says as follows, that not only did they change those things, but they changed also the covers on the Amud and the Bima as well to be white. And that indeed is our Minhag, that we change the paroches, we change the Sefer Torah, the dressings on the Sefer Torah, and we also change, in most places, the covering on the Amud and the Bima as well. Have a wonderful day.